I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indianapolis Opera opens their 2009-2010 season with Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss. Performances are Friday, October 2nd, and Sunday, October 4th. The October 4th is a matinee, and they're both in Clues Memorial Hall. They're conducted by James Carraher with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Our guest is IU grad, singer, Rachel Gilmore, who has the role of Zerbinetta. Rachel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When were you at IU?
I was an undergrad there in 1999, and I graduated in 2003.
Now, who did you study with?
I studied with a woman named Alice Hopper. She was a very good teacher. She gave me a very good start, and I really enjoyed it.
This is a return for you, actually, to the Indianapolis Opera. In 2007, you had the role of Olympia in Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann, and there were some very nice reviews of that. Since then, you've had a number of engagements and also done a European debut. Now, audiences who come to Ariadne auf Naxos actually get two operas for the price of one.
Right. That's definitely true. You know, it's an interesting concept, and it's following along with that play within a play. And I think the audiences are really going to enjoy it. I mean, the music is a little bit less accessible than your normal Verdi or Puccini, but the plot is very exciting. It's fast moving. And like you said, you get two for one.
It seems that two opera companies, a serious company and a company that does comedies, Commedia dell'arte, have been invited to perform, and because there's a crunch before the fireworks are scheduled to be displayed, they're told that they both have to go on at the same time.
Right, that's exactly true, and he has told that the companies that they have to do it simultaneously, not only because there's a crunch of time, but because Ariadne auf Naxos, the serious opera, actually takes place on a desert island. And he's a little bit miffed that he paid all this money for this composer to write this opera. And what does he do? He decides to set it on a desert island. So he thinks he's going to add the Commedia troupe to spice things up a little bit and kind of kill two birds with one stone.
So we have Ariadne lamenting in serious fashion. And that's Angela Brown, actually. So that's
right,
a wonderful...
Yes. Yes.
Role there. And then you're sort of the leader of the comic group, and you're not going to put up with all this seriousness.
Exactly. Yeah, every time I come on stage, as Angela said to me the first day when we met, she said, okay, well, you're Zerbinetta. You're the one who's going to be coming on and annoying me every time on stage. So that's kind of the way the opera works once we get into the second part. You know, she starts and she's singing about lost love and she's very serious, and I'm constantly coming on stage, quote, annoying her and trying to make things a little fun and spice things up a bit. So,
now, the vocal challenges for Angela's Ariadne are formidable, but really the challenges for you are no less stringent.
Right, yeah. Actually, Zerbinetta is considered by many the hardest coloratura soprano role in all the repertoire, all the German, Italian, everything, because one, it's the musical requirements. This is when I, as an IU grad, am very thankful for my music theory and my music history and all that education I got, because it's a very hard score to learn in the first place. And then on top of that, you need a lot of endurance, vocal endurance, because you basically sing a 20-minute aria, and that aria is sandwiched in between some other very difficult music. And then on top of that, it's a very technically difficult role. So it's definitely a huge challenge.
We've been talking with Rachel Gilmore. She performs the role of Zerbinetta in Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss at the Indianapolis Opera. It's Friday, October 2nd at 8, Sunday, October 4th at 2 in Clues Memorial Hall in a production conducted by James Carraher. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.